Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Martinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my work partner, Christopher Ramsey.
Work colleague. Very, very formal today. Work colleague. We're in the office in London.
Yeah, we are.
We came in, we went into the communal kitchen.
Lush. Being in a staff room
Used the coffee machine.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
Chat to our other colleagues.
Yes.
Various people. Very proper today. Yeah. And we're in the real. So yeah, if it sounds very slightly different, the pedants among you out there will know that it sounds very slightly different.
Pedants. I thought you said peasants.
No.
I was like, that's not very nice.
Oh, no, sorry. I don't use the word peasants on the podcast when talking about the fans because I class them all as peasants. So that wouldn't differentiate. I'm joking.
That's ridiculous. I don't know what peasants means.
Like, if you're pedantic and you're if you're me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just it might sound different. It might not. I don't know. I didn't set it up. But then again, I don't know what happens when I do set it up.
Question. Did you enjoy the little staff room vibe, though? Because I really did.
I don't know. People kept coming in to make tea and we were trying to have a chat with someone and it was just crazy.
Yeah, but it was nice. We're chatting. Ian Sterling was here.
Ian Sterling of Love Island fame. Ian was in the room chatting to us.
We never see people.
No.
We never, ever see people who do similar jobs to us.
You're buzzing off it, aren't you?
I'm full to the brim. This is nice. I like an office. I miss an office. Yeah. It's very cool.
We just saunter around our house and then just wait till it's time to go upstairs and
It makes you feel like you've actually got a job.
Yeah, I suppose, nice. If you can call this work.
We've been in the office where everyone's working on the TV show.
Yes,
which
that
is
was
cool.
Nice.
It's a little sign on the door.
Yeah.
Worst sign you've ever seen in your life.
little laminated.
A4.
Yeah. You walk down the corridor and there's loads of others like Taskmaster, Russell Howard, and they're all like metal embossed signs because they've been there for like 50 series. And then you walk through Russell Howard's office and then you walk out into a little courtyard outside.
We're not even in the building.
Yeah. There's a sign on the first door that says this door is locked and it's not locked. I just think they don't want people to go through there. And then you go through to like the dark, dingy back bit of the office and there's a laminated sign that says the Chris and Rosie Ramsey Show, blue tacked onto an external door, but tiny gust of wind will have that off.
Yeah, and it's very cool. We've got stuff to do, and we're looking forward to the TV show. Had a photo shoot yesterday.
Yes.
Which was a very long day.
Fucking long day. Honestly.
Go on.
I was just going to say, like, I remember back in the day when I first started stand-up and I would see, like, other stand-ups had professional photos or people would, like, you know, people love to put on their Instagram, like, oh, photo shoot today.
Headshots
and they make it look really glamorous. Oh, my fucking God, it's the worst. It is the absolute shittest day.
No, it's just...
Oh, my God, it's sitting around... I got there. I had to get there the same time as Rosie, but Rosie sat in the makeup chair the same amount of time that fucking Dave Bautista sat there to get his Drax the Destroyer makeup on, for God. Audience of the Galaxy. She could have done a fucking time-lapse of it.
Chris cracked that joke yesterday. Nobody got it.
No one got it. But you know what? My people are listening here, so everyone will know who Drax the Destroyer is, because the Spars and Daz, they know my patter. I stood outside on a balcony for most of the day, just in the sun with my eyes shut. God, it was painful. And then you get your photo taken and there's 25 people behind the camera looking, going, And you go, like, what? What specifically was shit about me? Do you know this is just me face? Can you all just get on board? This is just me fucking face.
It was so horrible. But you're saying about me sat in the makeup chair. I've got to sit in that makeup chair just looking at my face for hours and then go and get the photo taken of the face that I've now hate that I've looked at in the mirror for hours. It's just a horrible experience.
If it makes you feel better, I love your little face.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love your face.
And then,
that's the thing, though. How does it take them so long? It must be minute amounts of makeup that they've got to put on your tiny little pea head.
Because you use tiny little brushes. These tiny little brushes.
Like Games Workshop. Like Warhammer.
Honestly, I'm sat there going, and I can see that my makeup bag, own makeup bag, out of my peripheral of my eye, and I'm going, I could do this in 10 minutes. I mean, it wouldn't look as nice, but I'm literally sat there just like, I could do this in 10 minutes. But never mind, we got it done. There should hopefully be some nice pictures. Yeah. I'll hate them all.
I mean, massive. We're very aware that this is massive first world problems, whinging about a photo shoot. But yeah, it's just fucking
it really is,
sitting around. Sitting around doing small talk, I can't be fucking arsed with it.
Every time I was sitting down on my phone,
and every now and then someone would walk over, and I'd see them out with peripheral vision walking over towards us to try and make some small talk, and I'd be like, oh my God, please fucking just.
Oh God.
Honestly, if I could strip down all my social sort of. I mean, I don't have much social sort of etiquette, but genuinely, as they're walking towards us on my phone, what I would love to do if there was no. I'd love to go.
Oh, God.
Like a dog.
You're not.
And then they get close and I go, and I show a bit of teeth and they go, I'll leave him alone.
Don't say that. You're selling yourself short because you are very sociable and you're a nice guy.
I can pretend to be extremely sociable.
Well, listen, let's do something now, right? Because you got really pissed off with the woman at the hotel, right? On reception.
Right.
Should we tell everyone what happened to the conversation? Reception. When you rang the reception yesterday, I'll be the receptionist. Yeah. You be you ringing.
I didn't get really pissed off. I got perturbed.
It was funny. I'll be the because
I thought we're at the hotel, and me and Rosie were basically trying to gee each other up to go to the gym, and neither of us wanted to go to the gym.
Could not be us.
So I phoned reception.
And there's I'll be the receptionist.
Right, okay, so ring.
Hello, reception.
Hi, bit of a weird question, but I was just wondering, do you know if the gym is busy or not at the moment?
Yeah.
Is that busy?
Yeah, busy.
Right, thanks. Bye. Yeah, that was it. I was raging about that for about 45 minutes. I couldn't comment. I was like, is she kidding me? Who does that?
The social skills of a fucking rock.
I said yeah. I'm like, yeah, but the question, it was a question within a question. Oh, fuck. Was it my fault for being stupid and asking a stupid question?
No, it's not your fault at all because I used to be a receptionist, but it's because I actually quite liked speaking to people.
Do you know what I think should have happened? Do you know what I wanted her to say?
What?
I wanted her to go, listen, mate, you don't have to go to the gym. You look great. Get some room service.
Open a beer, you'll not enjoy it.
Honestly, it's rammed. It's like a tin of sardines down there. I'm telling you. Get yourself a beer, lad. You've had a long day pretending to be sociable and chatting to people, smiling all day. Get yourself a beer, calm yourself down. That's all I wanted her to do, right? Instead of tell us that it's just busy. But she did tell us it was busy, I suppose. I don't know.
Some people go and work in jobs that they shouldn't be in.
Yeah. Yeah,
want to be a receptionist, you have to have a good phone manner. It's the number one.
Yeah.
Is it receptionist anymore? Secretary? I don't know what the name is.
Oh,
but what she should have done.
There's probably some really, really ridiculous name for them now. I don't know, like...
call takers?
It'll be like, you know, front of house facial and voice meeting engineer.
Utterly ridiculous. Should we do it again? And now, do you want me to pretend this will be me old school?
Okay.
When I used to work at
I'm very aware that this is still the intro to the podcast.
It doesn't really matter.
So these
days. This is what I feel like she should have done.
Ring, ring.
Hello, this is reception. How can I help you, Mr. Ramsey?
Hi, thank you very much. Yes, this is Mr. Ramsey. Yeah. I wouldn't have said that. You threw us off by saying my name. Hi.
Are you okay, Mr. Ramsey?
I'm fine, sorry. I was just wondering.
Who are you talking to, Mr. Ramsey?
I was just wondering. Bit of a weird question. Do you know if the gym's like really busy or not at the moment?
Oh, I'm not too sure. Just a minute. Let me just check what time it is. 2 seconds. Okay, so it's 6:30, Mr. Ramsey. Yes, it is going to be a little bit busier than usual because people are finishing work and they like to come to the gym, you know. But listen, what have you been up to today?
Oh, I'm glad you've asked. Well, really, honestly, I'm knackered. I'm flat out.
Right.
Listen, are you trying to tell me that I should just go and have a little beer and go to sleep?
Well, I did see you walking into reception a little bit earlier on.
Yeah.
You look okay, honestly. You look fine. Right. Just you rest up, get yourself a little beer and or water. Because I don't want to assume that you drink alcohol.
This is weird. Honestly, if the reception... No, I'm sorry. I prefer the other lady. You know what it is? That was too intrusive. I didn't like that. You said my name like you knew it. I didn't like that at all, actually. Look, I'm hard to please. I'm going to admit it to you. I'm hard to please. I didn't like either of them. Somewhere in the middle of it, I saw you walking in and you look all right. All right. Excuse me. Hello, can I speak to the manager, please? Your receptionist, I fucked me on the way in and I didn't like it at all.
You wish you still got I fucked, Christopher Ramsey.
I've never been I fucked for years.
Yeah, I mean, I fucked for doggies.
Unbelievable. Listen, it is episode...
I don't think I've ever been I fucked. And if it was, it would have been off the bloke in a visa with two teeth.
Right, yeah. toilet attendant. Now, listen. Yeah. No, I take that back. I'm not slagging off George. George, toilet attendant back in the day in a visa. Absolute legend. She is massive. Now, listen, it is...
Freshen up for the Boonani.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. I don't know if you know... Yeah, is it... Yeah, did you just say freshen up for the Boonani? Are we going to get cancelled for saying freshen up?
No, I think that's a worldwide thing.
Freshen up for the Boonani.
Freshen up for the Boonani. Freshen up for the Boonani.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the songs that we used to sing.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe don't put a voice on while you're doing it. I don't know.
I just said the song.
Right, okay. Listen.
I give up.
It is episode 160.
Is it?
My goodness, guys.
Holy
thank you so
shit.
Much for listening. Thank you so much for sitting through these longer and longer.
No, they're not listening anymore.
Yeah, of course they are. No, of course they are. Without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
Oh, shit, you're still doing this. Right, okay. Yeah.
Off Milk.
Oh,
hey.
God.
Hey. Is that milk? Is that milk in date? Does it look it? Does it smell it? Not too sure. Oh, why do you pour it on your cereal or on your tea? Oh my God, it's coming out like macaroni cheese! Off Milk. The gift that never gives.
I think that's the worst one you've ever done.
Off Milk's bad. Uh-huh. Oh, what do you mean the worst one I've ever done? Sponsor-wise, I've done much worse than that.
Do you think?
Much worse than that. Yeah, Off Milk. Oh.
I hate milk. Honestly, milk, vile.
Really? All across the board, milk?
I don't like milk at all.
Do you eat dry cereal?
No, I don't.
Bullshitter.
So I do.
Carry on.
So,
lies. Just lies. lies. Listen. Oh, she's just scratched her tit, everyone. She's just scratching her tit. I'm just watching her across the oven. Oh, she's lifting her T-shirt up to scratch it.
I've got a really itchy nipple.
Really itchy nipple.
I think it's the sun. The sun's out today.
Well, there's no windows in this room.
Why is my nipple so itchy?
I'll tell you why your nipple's itchy. Because you're wearing a cardigan that looks like it was knitted by someone's nana.
Oh, don't... I've had two compliments on this cardigan today,
right,
so you
was
can
it, right, was
go
it by people over 70?
Your... No.
Was it by people over 70?
No, it was women in the 30s,
appreciating
actually.
The craftsmanship of it.
Holy shit. As if you're slagging off my cardigan, it's actually really nice.
Okay, but it's but it's making your nipples itch.
Ooh, am I pregnant?
Fucking hope not. How?
Immaculate conception. is that your sponsor done?
Yeah, Off Milk. It's the worst. Guy. It's just the shock that you get. Honestly, the fact that something you buy and keeping it... I mean, all food can go off, but the fact that milk can so quickly turn into a fucking biohazard, it's terrifying.
Do you know that you left a bottle of milk next to Rafe's cot in his room, which went horrifically off?
I guarantee that wasn't me.
It was you. I know it was you.
No chance that'll be your mum.
No. It was you. Chris?
Robin?
It was you because you went, I've left a bottle by Rafe's bed, and annoyingly I said, oh, I'll get it, and I forgot.
Oh, okay, so there we go then.
But
so it was technically you then.
I had to throw the bottle away.
Really?
It was that bad.
Wow. Wow.
It was right. It was like leaning on the radiator.
Oh. Heavens to Betsy. Oh, God. Oh, gee whiz. Oh, well. Going to the jingle, thinking about that. That's nice.
Yeah, here's the jingle. He's not meant to have a bottle
cottage
anymore.
Cottage cheesy little thing.
Oh, gosh.
What's he done now?
He's going to go to bottle hell when he's older.
Bottle purgatory. Great.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Lovely to have you back, as always.
Hi.
Are you enjoying being in the London office studio?
No, these headphones are weird. Do you know what these headphones make us feel like me ears are full of water? It's really, they're forming like a vacuum around my ear.
Do you want to hear a good story?
Go on then.
So, on the train down to London yesterday, I was on me Todd because we met each other here because we've got really weird lives.
Did you get the train down yesterday or the day before?
Oh, it was the day before.
Ah,
sorry.
Already picking holes in your story. Carry on.
Oh, it's not. It's Your not really a true or false story. I haven't told you this because I thought I'm just going to save it for here and see what you think.
Because I was on tour one hour, I was in Nottingham and I met you down here.
So on the train, met two lovely ladies on the train who were serving the drinks.
Yes.
So nice, so canny. And they listen to the podcast, so hello and thank you for being lovely. What a picture taken and everything like that.
All right.
But I just need to comment on what one of them said. And I don't know if she realised that I picked up on this.
Right.
But I did.
Okay.
And I don't know whether she... I don't know. Anyway, so we were see what you think of this. We were chatting and they were talking about drinking and all that kind of stuff and how they were having like a heavy night. They were just talking about alcohol and drinking alcohol. I said, I haven't been drinking much recently. And she went, I don't drink much. Not as much as you. And then very quickly went on to something else. And I was like, oh.
Not as much as
not
you.
Not as much as you.
Fucking hell.
And I thought,
well, you did.
I do drink a lot.
Your Twitter handle is literally 4 p.m. wine time, baby.
Yeah.
So let's not.
I just found it very funny. Because I think she actually noticed that she had said it and then very quickly was like,
not as much as you.
Not as much as you.
Shame.
So I just think if you had been there, you really would have went to town with that.
Well, I would have went, sorry, say that again, what was that? What was that you just said?
Not as much as you.
Yeah,
very amazing. But they were absolutely lovely. And I didn't take offence.
That's good. So you've been out there meeting podcast fans, getting photos without me?
Mm-hmm.
Bit rude, isn't it? For the fans of the podcast, you should say no, while wait till Chris is there as well.
Imagine if I did that to everyone who I met.
How fucking weird would that be?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't. Not unless we're both there.
Not unless we're both together.
The band will break up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bad luck.
So I had an interesting thing the other day.
Yeah.
I'm obviously on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Big love to everyone who's been coming to my shows, especially the people who still... it's absolutely unfathomable that at this level, people know exactly who you are, and they know exactly what they're coming to see, and they will still sit there with a fucking face on them in the front row. I literally can't get my head around it.
What kind of face?
This face.
Like an annoyed face?
Like a resting twat face.
Some people do just have resting twat faces.
Unbelievable. There was a bloke in one of the gigs the other night, I couldn't take my eyes off him throughout the whole show. I was like, I'm going to make it my fucking mission to make you smile here, dude. Not
do
one.
You know,
Didn't crack a smile.
Chris, some people are very socially awkward, and actually enjoy showing... like emotions, and some people are really like you and I, very open with our emotions, very open with our language and facial expressions. Some people just aren't, and that's, you know, but I can imagine standing on stage trying to make people laugh if you notice someone like that, it's a little bit off.
You always see them as well. Yeah. Whole crowd, Huddersfield, absolutely amazing gig, phenomenal. Whole crowd were fantastic, it was great. Bloke in the front row with shorts on, what a right laugh. People, sort of 20 fucking people away from him, knew him, and they were like, you always wear shorts, he's my mate. So that was like crazy,
nice.
One of them places where everyone knows each other.
Cool.
And then, there was a man and woman in the front row, and every time I looked down at the man, he had the most miserable face in the world on, but he's, must have been, I'm assuming it's his wife, was almost smiling for both of them.
Right.
So she was like Cheshire Cat coming out of her teeth while like falling out of her face.
Yeah.
And he was just looking at us like, I owed him money.
But you don't know what's happening in his day.
Well, fucking go home then. Don't sit in the front row looking miserable. I'm not having it.
Do you know what his problem is?
Huh?
His wife probably always books the front row. And he's like, this bitch this puts us on the front fucking row every time.
It's mad. It's one of them things with stand-up where you can be literally absolutely slaying it. A whole arena of people can be on their feet clapping and you will spot the one miserable face in the whole crowd and you can't take your eyes off it. Because you know what? It's never enough for a stand-up comic. We're very spoiled.
Yes. There's a lot of people in... It just that takes me on to, like, a relationship sort of thing.
Mm.
There's a lot of people in relationships where one of them is, like, really vivacious.
Yeah.
And the other one is just not.
Well,
that
that's the thing,
a
isn't
lot.
It? Well, you always say opposite attracts, but then the opposites attract, but then sometimes you meet people and you go, oh, yeah, I'm aware of the phrase, but this is fucking crazy that you two actually get on. One of yours is the happiest person ever and one of yours is like a fucking breeze block.
Mm.
Yeah.
Happens, though.
It's crazy. Anyway, speaking of breeze blocks, listen, I was in the van.
Right.
I was in the van with Carl
what
Hutchinson.
What a segue.
Yes, Carl
Did you
Hutchinson,
plan this
local,
segue?
Local breeze block.
Sitting in the van. Hutchinson.
So there's these memes coming online at the minute, right, of a guy doing these things of if you're swimming in Gotham City and if you're doing things in Gotham City, and he's basically on his phone just, and one guy's dressed up as Batman and it's like as if it's from the point of view where like Batman's like punching the camera. It must be
POV.
From POV, well done. It must be from the new Batman film, which I haven't seen yet.
Right.
And it was one of the most baffling moments in my entire life. I lent a call and I showed him the video like that and I went, look at that. I went, you seen this? These guys doing this? It's really funny. Mm-hmm. And it said swimming in Gotham City. And I swear to fucking God, no word of a lie, Carl Hutchinson turned to me and went, is Gotham City a real place? Like,
oh, no, he didn't.
And I went, sorry. And I looked in the rearview mirror at the driver, Reese, and I went, Reese, are you hearing this, mate? Are you what you want? I'll listen, keep listening. And Reese was like, I'm listening.
That's a very good Reese voice.
I'm listening. That's what Reese talks. I'm listening. I'm Reese.
I
love Jack and Potatoes. And I love the shop Budgeons. Very long story. Basically, once told her there was a Budgeons. Have I told you this?
Yeah, of course you have.
So we all say that he loves Budgeons.
Loves Budgeons.
So basically, we were at a gig years ago. It was like Radlett Art Centre or something. And we said, is there anything you eat in the area? And Reese went, there's a Budgeons opposite the gig. And me and Carl didn't know, we'd never heard of Budgeons. And
I've never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, we went, What are you saying? And he went, opposite the gig, there's a Budgeons. And we went, a what? And he went, a Budgeons. And we went in, it was just a supermarket, but because he knew what it is, we were like, you love Budgeons, Budgeons, you want to marry Budgeons. So now it's just constantly Budgeons. So I went to Reese, I went, are you hearing this? And he went, yeah, I'm listening, yeah. And I went, and Carl's like, well, it just says, like, swimming, and got what, you can go, like, swimming there. I was like,
so does he not know that Gotham City is a made-up place?
No, I went, what do you mean? He went, well, I went, it's not real, I went, it's where Batman lives, it's made up. He went, oh, I thought it might have been like in New York or something. And I went, what? We're in a city within a city? And then he tried to be really clever. Well, no, New York's a state. I was like, don't try and fucking.
Don't try
and
be clever.
Don't be clever, yeah. And then he went, well, Spider Man's always like knocking about in New York. I went, yeah, it's Marvel. It's different.
But in his defence. No, in his defence.
There's no defence for thinking Gotham City is a real place.
Right, okay.
How's it never been on the news? How's it never been on the news? Have you never turned the news on and Gotham City's
no,
been
Chris,
on?
No, Chris, I'm not massively... I'm trying to stick up for him because I know Gotham City isn't a real place.
He's a madman.
Right, fair enough.
What?
Tell them what he said to Sophie's wife about Kanye West.
Oh, my God. He told us this in the van. So, because he's an old man and he's just got no popular culture references whatsoever, Genius documentary, the three-part documentary of Kanye West's on Netflix, and we're sort of halfway through
it. Yeah, it's very good.
And he wanted to watch it with his wife, and he literally said to his wife the sentence, Sophie, are you familiar with the rapper Kanye West? And she went, oh, my God, you don't have to say the rapper Kanye West. You sound like someone's grander. Yes, I know who fucking Kanye West is.
Oh, bless. He's one of a kind. It's he's one of a kind.
Unbelievable. What a fool. So back to the photo shoot yesterday that we had. Mm-hmm. I've always thought. No, a couple of points I've got to bring up about it. You know, Rosie, lovely, laid back, incredible, friendly, nice person, great to work with. You know, I don't know many like husbands and wives who could work the way we work, and I think it's, you know, because of how accommodating and how lovely you are and how much of a fantastic person you are. And you also put up with all my shit. But I never knew how much of a diva you were. I never know, guys. No word of a lie. You will see the press shots. The press shots are going to come out for the TV show. It'll be on iPlayer. It'll be on loads of different things. It'll be, you know, photos of wall around.
Is this
Rosie,
the box?
Yeah.
The fuck off.
Rosie demanded,
no, I didn't
demanded,
not.
Shouting and screaming, a Tom Cruise-style wooden box to stand on.
This is
so
a
she
lie.
Was the same height as me.
Liar,
honestly,
liar.
I've never... I said our fans are going to be like, what the hell's going on here? Is he crouching down or is she on a box?
So,
she was on a diva box.
You can absolutely get yourself in the bin.
Screaming
the photographer...
at people.
Wasn't happy
shouting
with the little space between Chris and I because he's a bit taller than me and obviously I'm a short ass. So I got to stand in a box. So we're actually the same height.
Unbelievable.
It's going to put people are going to be like, whoa. She's grown.
Honestly, you are. I've not demanded.
I did not demand
shouting.
Anything. So you can absolutely get lost.
Honestly. Working with Jeremy Clarkson. She punched a producer.
No. I think you'll find you are the diva because we got an email 4 days before the photo shoot asking what we would like from the catering because they get catering. Chris absolutely was not happy with that, demanded that he couldn't choose what he wanted to eat 4 days in advance. I was more than happy because I could choose. Honestly,
I had a minor panic attack.
Chris, I could choose what I want to have for my dinner in 3 weeks' time.
There's only one time I can pick what I want for dinner in advance. Christmas Day. It's the only time I can do it because I know exactly what I want Christmas Day. I want a turkey dinner.
Wedding Day, we chose it for that.
Oh, Wedding Day, okay then. Yeah, but that's once in a lifetime, so that doesn't even count. I got an email on the Thursday going, what do you want to eat on Monday? Here's your dinner. And I, honestly, I nearly burst into tears. I've never felt pressure like it in my life.
See, personally for me, that's not an ish.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I went, sorry, do I have to pick this now? This is, I feel like crying. And they're like, oh, no, you can just order something in if you want. I went, oh, yeah, we'll order something in.
Because I know you're the diva.
No.
Oh, how good is it being in London and just being able to order just food?
Oh, my God, Deliveroo.
Just Deliveroo. Oh, my God. Oh. I was in the hotel room the other night. I got a dishoom. It was like, I have to go on a city break to eat one of these.
Yeah. I mean, it was personally fantastic for me arriving at that hotel in a room where you just consumed a curry and left all of the empty curry containers all around the room. That was wonderful. I was like walking into a fucking bin. Do you know that? It was like walking into a restaurant bin.
Oh, it was bloody gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous, yeah. Secondhand curry fumes. Night-night, everyone. Ugh. Actually, that curry might have explained your behaviour at the photo shoot.
Don't.
Because, now listen to this, right? Listen
Don't
to this, guys. I'll tell you the setups, right? So a setup is the different kind of ways we all got to do the different photos, right? So I had a setup where we were sitting on a couch. Fine. Mm-hmm. Next to each other, sitting on a sofa. Fine. We had a setup where we were standing next to each other in front of a curtain. Fine. We had a setup where we were standing next to each other in front of a wall. Fine. Then we did a setup where both of our heads were poking through a curtain. So Rosie's below my head and my head's above Rosie's head.
Very the Muppet Show.
Very the Muppet Show, meaning I was now standing on Rosie's diva box so I could be above her.
Yeah.
And Rosie's standing in front of me, bending forward.
Yeah.
So Rosie opted for this exact moment in the entire day to extremely loudly fart into me crotch. Which was great. And then as she farted, we both moved back and shut the curtain. The photographer very hilariously shouted, "That's all, folks," because he heard the fart. Everyone else on the whole shoot, all of the management, all of the people doing everything, there's loads of people there, went very quiet and just didn't really say anything. I was like,
they were
heard.
Very professional.
They were, but I was like, they heard. You've got to tell them. You've got to go and tell them. You've got to own it.
I was mortified.
You've got to go and own it. Rosie went, oh, this was the worst bit. You went over to own it. They all went, oh, yeah, we heard it. We just assumed it was Chris.
Yeah, they thought...
Dickheads!
I know.
Have they met you?
Do you know what? I was absolutely mortified. I was mortified because for some reason... Why is it so embarrassing to fart in front of everyone?
In that situation
in
as
that
well.
Yeah, when everyone's staring at us getting a picture taken
well,
and
that,
I decided to
it's
fart.
It's that juxtaposition of worlds,
oh,
isn't
Jesus.
It, where someone's doing your hair, someone's doing your makeup, someone's coming over and moving creases in your clothes and it's like, oh, thank you, darling, darling, darling. Oh, sorry about that. I've just farted in my husband's crotch because I'm a farmyard animal.
I've never done that for years. I've always been able to control my farts for a long time.
Get that on your CV. Great work ethic, punctual, always been able to control me farts.
No, it's so true, though.
Gary, I'm just sitting in the HR department here. I'm just looking at these two CVs. Honestly, I kind of split these apart. It's got the same. Both we sat at the GCSEs at college. Both worked in the gadget shop. Oh, hold on a second. This one can control our farts. Right. Put
Bingo.
That on the CV in the bin. You're hired.
We're in a fart not zone in this episode.
Welcome to Apple. Welcome to Tesla.
Oh, hey. Oh, we're making a documentary about me.
Fucking
no, honestly, I have been able to control my flatulence for a long, long time, like to hold it in to it, like for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But
yesterday,
what happened yesterday? I think I might be nervous. Just came
up. Probably that dishoom you ate in the hotel.
It probably was.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So I got to enjoy the aroma of that twice.
Yeah.
Once when I got there in the room and I could smell all the stale food, and then later on when you farted that into me crotch.
Yeah.
During the photo shoot. It's not all glamour, guys.
Love
it's
you.
It's not all glamour.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Obviously, know you all love a little bit of Sandra gossip. So something happened recently, which I told my sister about this, and my sister found it just as hilarious as I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
do I know about this?
I think so. I think I told you.
Okay.
So obviously, when we were younger, there was three of us. You know, we were well kept in that, but there was often times when I didn't brush my teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
Hair wasn't brushed.
Yeah.
Riddled with worms. You know, etc., etc.
Fucking hell, that took a jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always had thread worms. They were always knocking around the school. My mum used to go off it because you had to buy like Pripsin and that. Remember Pripsin?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you ever had worms, did you? Or you just didn't know?
I got them as an adult.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, Sandra now, is the grandma role,
yeah.
loves to just think that we were pristine as children and seems to forget that, you know, I remember walking around with shite in my arse. So,
crikey.
So she did something the other day which made me laugh. And so Robin was sat there. Robin was sat there next to us on the sofa, and she grabbed his hand and she looked straight at my eyes and she went, "His hands are dry." To which I replied, "Are they?"
Great.
Just
great.
Like, just all
she
right
loves
then. God, like, what? I probably had dry hands when I was a kid. I don't remember you doing anything about them, Mum, like, at all. I didn't have hand cream put on us when I was a kid. So I told Kate and she found it hilarious as well. It's just like, what happens, man? Am I going to be like that?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's going to be horrible. Right. Yeah. And we're sitting there while both our boys are going, "Me mum's having a go again." I'll be like, she used to do it about her mum. And I told her she'd be exactly the same. And,
love her, though.
You know,
It is. I even love my mum, even though she was meant to babysit for us last week.
Now, I didn't think you were going to talk about this. So this is what I've been waiting for. Fuck that dry hands shit. I've been waiting for this. I didn't know if we were going to let the world know this. I feel like we should.
Should we?
Because I think this is fucking great. I feel like people will think she's even more of a legend after this.
Do you
this.
Think?
Yeah.
So, Sandra, my mum, was meant to be babysitting for me to go out on a date to go and see my best friend. My two best friends were in a band called Groove Train. Amazing. They were playing a Hoochie Coochie. Bloody, you know who was playing with them?
Mm.
Si from the Hairy Bikers. Hungry. What are they called?
Who?
Oh, Hairy Bikers.
I don't know what you're trying to say. So you've said it's not the Hairy Bikers.
No,
so I can't go, the guy in Hairy
is
Bikers
it the
is called
Hairy
Si.
Bikers? What are they called? I love them. The Hairy Bikers. Why
what are you trying to say? Oh, sorry, I'll stop you right there. Is there two of them? Are they from the northeast?
Yeah.
Do they have lots of hair? Do they drive around on bikes and do they kook?
Yeah.
The hairy fucking bikers.
Right,
Christ alive.
Just when, you know when
that
you say
painful.
It? You know when you say it? It actually doesn't sound that good.
It sounded exactly like it. I could have helped, but you kept saying it's not the Hairy Bikers.
Fair
and
enough.
The only Si who is musical who I could think of is the Hairy Bikers guy.
Yeah, well, okay.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, love the Hairy Bikers. Wanted to meet them. I was really looking forward to going to the gig and seeing my two best friends sing because I haven't seen them sing for a few years. I was really looking forward to it. Sandra was meant to be babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Got a phone call from Sandra. A text, actually, in the morning.
Well, you tried to get a hold of her and you couldn't
get a hold of her. Couldn't get a hold of her. I had to ring my brother and I was like, "Have you heard from Mum?" And he was like, "No." And he lives down the road, so I was like, "You might need to go knock on her." Finally got a phone call. "Hey, Rosie. Yeah? Yeah, all right, Mum. What's up? I'm so hungover."
Hanging out of her arse.
She was vomiting all day. She was too hungover. And she didn't come and watch the kids.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go at the gig.
Hanging out of her arse.
Honestly.
I thought it was hilarious.
Seething.
So
seething
I personally, I thought it was great. I mean, I give her leeway because she does a lot for one. She looks after the kids. And, you know, we've all had that thing. You go out, you have a few drinks, you get carried away. Maybe you haven't had any tea, dinner, whatever you call it, wherever you're from. And you get a bit too pissed. Now, my personal two favourite things about this was yesterday when we were on the photo shoot, I saw on the cameras that I've got on my phone because nothing happens in that house without me seeing.
Mm.
I saw that she'd arrived to look after the kids.
Mm-hmm.
My mum and dad left and she arrived.
Yep.
And I phoned her. And I said, "Oh, you turned up for your shift today, you pisshead." So that was fun.
I didn't know you'd done
that.
Yeah.
I just nipped off during the photo shoot
That's
to quickly
good.
Go and do that.
Yeah.
And when I got back, so on the day that she couldn't come because she was hungover, and then the next day she turned up a day late, still weirdly hungover, like on
really
a two-day hangover
awful.
Vibes, I got out of the taxi and I left all my bags on the doorstep and I ran straight to the shed and I went and got one of the big buckets that I washed the car with.
Ridiculous.
And I went in and I was like, "You all right?" And I just put the bucket at her feet and I went, "That's just for you." Like, and she was like, "Oh, shut up, man." I just planned
but
that like 6 hours previous.
Chris is still calling her Hangma. We call her Mama, but Chris is calling her Hangma. Honest to God. But do you know what? Like, I couldn't get mad because, you know, it's her life, but I just can't wait. This is another thing.
Mm.
I haven't had a hangover like that for years because when you've got kids, you can't.
Yeah.
There's this thing that stops you from being able to get that. I mean, not you, because you have, because you're a disgrace. But me personally, as a mother, there's something stops you from getting that drunk and that, because you know that the next day.
Yeah.
You're going to have a child at some point. You might not have them first thing in the morning because you might have stayed out, but you're going to have a child at some point. So I know personally, I'm like, right, I can't get that minging.
Yeah.
But, I'm just can't wait until I'm retired and just don't have any responsibilities. Because she didn't give a shit. She was on a night out. She wasn't thinking, "Oh, I've got the boys tomorrow. I better not have another one." She was like, "Fuck this. fuck her. Get us another half."
Right. Now, you were miming there. You're doing a mime there. Was that miming your mum drinking?
Yes.
Right, okay. Just checking. Because the way your hands were and the way your tongue was, it looked like she'd been out sucking cocks all night.
Who knows? Who knows what she gets up to? I did that, which you get to do it every one at night out.
I
remember getting home.
I got away with a hangover the other day, and I forgot to do a big shout out. I had a night off on tour the other day, the other week, which I've never had my whole time I've been on tour. I had a night off away from home. Logistically, because of a COVID reshuffle, I had one night off, I had a Friday night off, and I was too far down the bottom of the country. Then I had to be even further down the bottom of the country the next day. It wouldn't have made sense. You stopped that because you told me to stay away, and I did. I went to a place called Marlowe. Big shout out, Tom Kerridge, the chef, sorted us a little seat, a little table at his The Butcher's Tap and Grill. Mm-hmm. Rosie, it was amazing.
I know.
It's a Butcher's.
Photos, you've not stopped talking about it.
It was unbelievable. It was a Butcher's. It's basically a Butcher's with a pub in it.
Right.
So you go in, you sit down, you have a couple of drinks, and you go like, you know, can I have a burger or something? And they go, come up to the counter, and you see all this fucking meat, and you go, and you end up getting like a massive T-bone thing, and then
so
they grill it.
What's upsold?
Oh god,
upsold, upsold at the Butcher's.
Upsold the shit out of us. I wanted a beer and a burger. I ended up having about 4 glasses of red wine and fucking half a cow. It was incredible, amazing.
Now they make the money.
But I was steaming, and I woke up at 4:30 in the morning in the hotel with the worst red wine headache ever, and I was like, why have I done this? And I quickly found some ibuprofen and it down as I had drink water. Then I woke up the next day and I was like, I think I've got away with it. But I couldn't enjoy my day because I spent the whole day waiting for the hangover to pounce.
And were you all right?
Yeah, but it never pounced. But I was waiting for it all day. It was exhausting. It was exhausting.
I can think of better things to do with my day. Yeah. Wait for a hangover.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't done it. But you know, what can I say? But you know, I didn't have to look after the kids, so I was fine.
Wow. Neither did Sandra, apparently.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef. What's your beef?
So my beef with you is I love mint humbugs. Right? Have them in the car. Love them.
You love a boiled sweet.
Love a boiled sweet. With a chewy centre, not just a boiled sweet.
Right.
I love a chewy centre.
Mm.
You don't like them, which is fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I offer you one, you're really awful about it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
No, but why you got to be horrible about it? Well, I say to you, do you want a humbug? And you're like, absolutely not. They're disgusting. Can't believe you eat humbug. How old are you? 87. Like, just say no. Why you got to take it to that level? Just
some,
say.
Have you got some in your little cardigan pocket right now?
No, I don't.
Right. Right. Mint humbug is a thing that should be enjoyed by someone who has that cardigan on, right?
Why?
But then in the sleeve of that cardigan, up the sleeve of that cardigan, you've got a tissue.
A tissue, yeah.
Like,
I don't understand your hatred of mint
So you're
humbugs.
Driving, they're all in the door of your car, they're in the compartment in the door of your car, loads of them, half-sucked ones as well that you've given up on. You know when you see like a chain smoker who lights a cigarette off the cigarette that they're currently smoking? You are like that with you are a chain humbugger or a boiled sweeter. Mm. You just will hoy one in while you've still got another one in your mouth. It's absolutely revolting. The packets are everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're sticky, they stink, they're disgusting. I just can't get my head around it. And you're like, do you want a
boiled sweet? Hey, Chris, do you want a humbug?
You might as well be offering us some fucking dental, you know, that stuff that sticks your dentures in, some denture glue. Do you want some denture glue? No, sorry, I've got no need for denture glue. I don't want to have dentures.
There's no need to be so awful about it. And I'm not offering you one ever again.
Well, me plan worked. Stop offering us mint humbugs.
What was it the other day that you had? That you never ever, that you slack, corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Oh, you prick. Right, yes. Corn on the cob. Do you want some corn on the cob? No, I don't like corn on the cob. Oh, God, how do you eat that? I hate corn on the cob. It's disgusting. Let's have a try of that corn on the cob.
Yeah.
It's actually really nice.
What?
Oh, yeah. You do not deserve
corn on the cob. I can't believe I've mentioned this. It's because I'm a brave boy and I'm always ready to admit when I'm wrong and I'm always ready to try new things. So.
I hate you. What's your beef with me?
My beef with you, and it's a strange one. You've started doing this, and I don't know why, and you really need to stop it, because people are going to start getting concerned.
What?
Right? When you go anywhere, if you go, like, if you're at the school pickup and you're standing and you're chatting to the mams for a bit,
right.
It's always when you're with people. You went the other week when you were supposed to go to the gym and you went to the pub, or when you actually go to the gym with the mams or whatever from school, when you're with bunches of people, I'll phone you just to ask you something while you're out.
Yeah.
Just to, like, ask where something is or if you need anything from the supermarket or what time I'm picking away for or whatever. And you answer the phone and you need to pack it in. You answer the phone by going, "Hiya, I'm just on my way home now." And people must think I'm a fucking tyrant. Every time you do it, I'm like, don't fucking say that.
What do you mean?
You pick the phone up when you're with other people and you go, "Hiya, love, I'm just on my way home now." And then everyone's thinking, fucking hell, he just rings up and goes ballistic.
Well, no, well, I am doing it because of that.
I am never asking.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm never asking where you are.
What are you ringing this for? Check
ask
the phone and leave us the fuck alone.
You're a tyrant. How has this backfired on me? Honestly, it's if I'm like asking where something is.
No, don't even dare. This is actually going to be a real argument.
Because
then if I ignore a text message or anything like that, you get home, you go, why didn't text us back?
Right,
why
so
didn't
there's
you answer
a double-edged sword. There's a double-edged sword, right?
So leave me alone. When I'm
Listen.
Leave us alone.
I've remembered what it was. I was taking Rafe to the soft play and I couldn't find his pants because for some reason all of his pants in our house have just gone walkabout. I don't know where the fuck they are.
They're in the drawer,
trousers,
man.
And socks.
No, they're not.
The drawer. There's millions of drawers.
There's loads.
You said the other day that you couldn't find them, so don't even start here. You said specifically the other day that you couldn't find them as well.
I don't know
what happened to pants and socks in this house, so don't be giving it that. Right.
I didn't ever say that.
No, you're denying saying it. This
I never said that. I know exactly where all these pants are.
You're gaslighting me.
You're gaslighting me. By bringing up this whole thing.
I didn't even bring anything up. What are you talking about? Listen. Just stop doing it because it's weird. It sounds like I'm never ringing to ask that and it sounds weird. But then again, on the flip side, the amount of times I ring you loads of times and you go, "Oh, sorry, I was just on the phone to Steph." And I'm like, what if it was an emergency and you just let us ring out?
So I can't win in this situation.
Well... Yeah, right. Well, no.
You just ring us all the time.
Just say hello. Hi, what are you after? Don't be like, "I'm coming home now, darling."
To be fair, though, turn
the sirens off.
Maybe.
Keep the dogs tied up. Don't send them out. I'm on my way.
No, right, okay. Do you know why? I know why I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just love to talk on the phone. You love to talk on the phone and you'd be like, "Where's that? What?" So I think I just say I'm coming home so that I'm like, I'll tell you in 3 minutes when I'm home.
Wow. Wow, you don't have a conversation with me on the phone. Wow. Okay.
I told you enough.
Wow. Wow. That hurts.
It's awkward, isn't it?
That hurts.
Babadoo bam.
Babadoo 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if there's anything you want to send in, it is shaggedmildannoyed@gmail.com. Send us little things you found, articles, anything, stories, whatever's going on. Rosie, you put an appreciation post about this the other day, and I didn't mention it enough.
I just commented
saying seconded. I probably should have put me on, but I'm busy. Just thanks so much for the stuff you're sending, guys. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You've literally proved the world of TV and media production wrong, because the rule was always don't rely on the audience to provide content, and oh my fucking God, you've proved them wrong time and time and time again. And I even get sent things on Twitter. So I got sent something on Twitter this week
right.
that you might have seen.
Okay, go on.
I I really don't follow hardly anything anymore, and I don't really check. I haven't checked my actual feed of things I follow on Twitter for probably 18 months
now.
Well,
I don't have a feed because I unfollowed everyone in a little bit of a mental breakdown during lockdown.
We've all had it. Well, I unfollowed everyone. I just have never looked at the main feed.
Right.
So someone sent us this.
Yeah.
Woman's UTI, urinary tract infection,
yeah,
turns out to be a glass tumbler that was in her bladder for 4 years.
I saw that.
Have you seen the picture?
Was it? It stuck around something. It looked like it was in clay.
It looks like it's in a coconut. Yeah, it looks like it's in a coconut. So listen to this. After a routine trip to the doctors to treat a UTI, one woman discovered a glass tumbler in her bladder that had been lodged in there for 4 years after inserting it for
pleasure.
Erotic purposes. Get yourselves in the bin. Honestly, some people out there are literally endangering their health for a little little bit of jizz.
Female jizz.
No idea why I said that.
Should have put it in a... What's the bit called where the baby comes out of? So there's
vagina?
There's the urethra, that's the wee hole, and then there's like the baby tampon hole and baby
Welcome
penis tampon hole.
Welcome to GCSE Biology with Rosie Ramsey. all right, everyone, sit down, right? There's the wee bit, there's the baby bit, and then there's a tampon bit, and then go a little bit further south, that's your shitter. Right. That's lunch, everyone. Thank you for coming to me TED Talk.
Anyway, Jesus. So she stuck a tumbler up there.
Yeah.
A glass tumbler. So how's it got... how did it go in?
Right, Well, it went in because people are very adventurous and very fucking...
I can understand it can go in, but how's it gone up to our bladder?
Yeah, well, people are persistent and adventurous. The 45-year-old from Tunisia visited the hospital after experiencing all the symptoms consistent with a urinary tract infection, such as frequently needing the loo.
Cystitis.
Much to the woman's horror, scans revealed a giant 8 centimetre wide.
Oh, we're drinking out of tumblers today.
Wider than that.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
That's about 5 centimetres. 6 centimetres.
Jeez.
So we're talking about,
you're talking 2 centimetres off a baby's head coming through.
We're talking about a big IKEA cup. The big IKEA glasses that we've got in the house. Much to the woman's horror, scans revealed a giant 8 centimetre wide bladder stone that had been... Oh, no, the 8 centimetre wide bladder stone that had been growing for 4 years, encasing what appeared to be a drinking glass.
I'm sorry, much to her horror. I was wondering where that had gone.
I've got to apologise to me husband because I thought he'd smashed that glass and hidden it from me years ago. That was my favourite set of glasses. We had four. We've had three. We've had three for 4 years. Get him on the phone. Unbelievable. So, yeah, there's a massive bladder stone around it. And, yeah, crazy. How? It soon transpired that the woman used the glass as a sex toy in her early 40s, a glass that was now lodged inside her. Unbelievable.
Awful.
Crazy.
I'm all for sex toys and stuff like that, but not glass.
As well. Like, come on. Like... we've all got the cups of tea in the house. We've all got the mugs in the house that you don't really use yourself, but you'll give them to the builders. Are you using that glass after you've... is that going back in the cupboard? Are you putting that in the dishwasher?
It's been sucked up inside of it. I'm saying it.
And how did she forget it was there during the sex?
I don't know.
Glass is up there. They're going for it with a glass and then it's like, right, what did the doorbell ring? Amazon. Oh shit! It's me. Oh, it's the PlayStation. Yeah. Hey, turn that on.
I've got it. Oh no, I've got to get the bins from school. Shit,
fucking
there we go.
Hell.
So weird.
I'll get that out later.
Horrible.
That is madness.
Anyway, do you want to hear something from the public?
Yes, I do. But right. Thank you to the hundreds of people who tweeted me that. Also, side note, someone tweeted the other day, there's a guy gone viral who did an oil painting of a bowl of soup and a cheese toastie. And I want the original. I'm going to have to buy it. So I'm going to get in touch with him.
That's your favourite meal.
It's one of the best paintings I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to have to get in touch with him.
Are you really going to get it?
I think it'll cost us fucking... no, not really. I'll just probably just print it out.
I might have to veto this, if I'm honest with you. Let's get it.
Hey, look, you've got prints. I'm allowed prints.
Yeah, they're not originals.
No, OK. Well, I'll get a print.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I thought I'd tell you this story. It could be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Oh, getting a Rosie's Mystery? OK, here we go.
I was cutting some very spicy red chilies and forgot to wash my hands.
Oh, fuck me. Here we go.
I then went to the toilet and had a piss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The transfer of chili to my penis was intense and I had no idea what to do.
Oh, man.
I remember thinking milk helps with the mouth, so I looked in the fridge for relief. I decided to put my penis in... Mysteries, 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 mysteries. What's he put his penis in?
A milk bottle.
Is that your final answer?
Which seems like the only obvious one.
Okay.
A milk bottle?
I decided to put my penis in the yoghurt half of a crunch corner.
Oh, God! Oh.
I don't think you'd find that as funny.
It's because a yoghurt would be funny.
A yoghurt
would be mildly amusing and it would have been my second guess. But the yoghurt half of the crunch corner, because it begs the question, did he open it the full way?
Who knows?
Did he get rid of the stuff first so there wasn't, like, you know, them little chocolate balls all over the thing?
Well, do you want to hear what happened next?
Right. Well, can I just guess what I think happened next?
Okay, what do you think happened?
I think his partner came in and caught him just eating the chocolate balls on their own and went, you're not having the yoghurt with that? And he went, no, I don't want it.
Okay. Good guess.
Don't ask.
Good guess.
Right.
That's not what happened.
Right.
In fact, the complete opposite happened. So
okay.
It didn't really work, so all I ended up with was a yoghurty penis and wasted yoghurt. I was brought up never to waste my food, so I ate the crunchy bit of the crunch corner. My question is, would you have eaten the crunch corner? Oh, I thought you'd ate the full crunch corner.
Oh, so you ate the crunch bit.
I just ate
the crunchy bit. Right, okay.
Please keep me anonymous as I'm a teacher.
Right. Oh, fuck me.
I know.
Yeah, don't be nicking his food in the staff room. Christ.
I thought you'd ate the full thing.
Don't be wiping his arse with his ham sandwich.
Would you not have ate the full thing?
If I'd had me knob in it.
Yeah.
Really depends. Really depends what time of day it is.
You're not knob in it.
Yeah, but I don't want it in my fucking mouth. Like, it really depends what time of day
it
is.
Yeah, you do.
I've tried many a times. Tried and failed.
He's all do.
put me
don't
back
lie
on.
To me.
Listen. I don't... It depends what time of day it was. give us a time of day and I'll tell you if I'd have done it or not.
So, it's 4 o'clock. You've got a cup of tea.
Right. And I've put my knob in it.
Yeah.
What have I been doing that day?
Loads of working out.
No. Have I been in the shower?
You're starving.
Have I just got the shower?
Yeah, you've been in the shower.
Yeah, probably.
You clean as whistle.
Yeah, my knob was clean, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. But first thing in the morning, not a chance.
No, oh, okay, fair enough.
Not a chance. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, first of all, I would like to remain anonymous and also to state that I am now happily married with two beautiful children.
Children?
Children.
Children. They are children who wear trilbies. Yeah.
They are the trilbies of the night. Yeah.
Like two of the libertines.
They come out with them on.
Children.
Do you know what pisses me off?
What?
On Instagram, when there's perfect pictures of kids with hats on, and you think, they have not kept that hat on. Shut up.
What an amazing thing to be pissed off.
Oh, because it just pisses me off. And they've got, like, beautiful white little linen trousers on and a lovely little top.
You take the beginning of the day.
Oh, yeah, and then they've got a hat on and you're like, they have not worn that hat.
Mm.
Because to me, looking at that, I go, oh, they've had that hat on all day.
Yeah.
They've not had that hat on all day.
No, that's
took
the beginning of the day.
You took that picture, they've ragged it off, they've chucked it in your face,
yeah.
And I hate that shit. Really gets me annoyed.
What an amazing thing to be jealous of.
But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Just thinking about kids and trilbies and that. Like, kids don't keep hats on. Shut up.
Kids don't keep hats
they
on.
They don't. Anyway, right. First, he wants to be anonymous. In a previous life, I used to work nights in bars and running nightclubs.
Mm.
I led a rather decadent lifestyle, but had also been engaged to a girl for several years. Eventually, due to the excesses of us both working nights, we had a rather messy on-off split up.
Right.
I was drinking rather heavily at the time and indulging in more or less full-time debauchery. I love that word. One night following a wild after-party, I found myself back at the flat of my ex.
Right.
The rest was a bit of a blur, but I next remember being woken the following day by my ex patting the bed, which was soaking wet, and her saying to me, "What the fuck have you done?" In my inebriation, I had wet the bed, and to be fair to my ex, she was not even being that angry about it. She was more confused as to how we had supposedly rekindled our love and I had pissed the bed. Being a bit confused myself, I immediately went on the defensive and started explaining to my ex that she should in fact take it as a compliment that I had wet the bed.
What?
This will make sense in a minute. Quite rightly, she did not understand, so I explained that the night before that one, I had spent the night with a complete stranger and had not wet her bed because I obviously did not feel as comfortable with her as
fucking
I did
hell,
with my
man.
Ex.
Wow, that is... He's a Tory politician. That is... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That, you slippery little twat.
I love it.
I almost believe him.
No, right, okay.
There's part of me where I'm like, no, he's right there.
Yeah, he is more comfortable.
He's a professional gaslighter.
My ex did not take this as a compliment. Just that...
What? Is your mad?
Just that I was a scumbag for sleeping with another girl the night before.
Yeah, that's the best bit. It's...
Listen, I just
Listen,
didn't love
honestly,
her as much
right,
as you.
Last night I slept with her. You what? No, that's not important, right? I didn't piss her bed, so, you know...
I wasn't fully asleep.
I wasn't comfortable in here. Not only, look, not only have I been more comfortable in pissing bed, but also, you know, we have to get back together now because I've marked me territory. This is now my bed. If we don't get back together, I'm going to have to take this mattress home with us because it's now mine under dog piss rules.
It carries on that basically he just kept going. He said it's the highest declaration of love that I felt so comfortable in her arms that I completely relaxed.
The highest declaration. Hear ye. The highest declaration of love. Oh, wow. He's a psychopath.
Well, they're not together anymore. Quite rightly, she kicked me out, and this was the end of our on-off relationship.
Wow.
He'd like to say that he's not drunk alcohol for years now. And we did, after quite a while, become friends again. So they are friends.
Right.
There we go.
Wow. Friends. Good grief. What a... That, I mean, as far as making up excuses on the spot go, while hungover, just lying there after pissing the bed, that is... He's dangerous. He's a dangerous person to have kicking around in society. Dangerous.
I weirdly can understand where he's coming from, though.
Yeah, that's why he's dangerous.
That's why he's dangerous.
That is unbelievable reasoning, that. Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Having listened to episode 158 talking about skid marks, I thought you might...
Fucking hell, man.
I thought you might enjoy this story it reminded me of, which made a local paper a few years ago see attached.
Wow.
Right? So we don't normally do this because this isn't from the public. This is actually out of a newspaper that somebody sent a picture of. But I just needed you to hear this.
Okay.
Okay. Bride's Och Eye the Poo.
So instead of Och Eye the New, Och Eye the Poo.
Och Eye the Poo.
Phenomenal local journalism.
Brilliant.
Phenomenal.
A fuming bride decked her kilt-wearing hubby when he sat on her knee at the reception and left a skid mark on her wedding dress.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Yeah. So it's
oh,
should I?
Oh, mate.
It has. Can I just tell you, right? It's fully blown name, age,
and this
everything
made the paper.
In the paper, right? Okay.
The paper.
Yeah, like all true Scotsmen, Angus McGinney, 26, didn't wear pants under his kilt when he married sweetheart.
Hello, this is Agnes McGinney. I would like that wasn't me.
It's not his real name.
Right.
He didn't wear pants under his kilt when he married sweetheart
way to do it, isn't it?
Sarah in Greenock, Renfrewshire. Renfrewshire.
I'm tapping out of that straight away. I would say Scotland.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Scotland. But his traditionalism led to uproar when he perched his poorly white backside on 24-year-old Sarah's pristine frock, leaving an unsightly smear.
No fucking way, man.
After Sarah swiped at Angus, the well-refreshed and clans led to the reception into bloody mayhem. A police source said, I've been a police officer in Greenock for nearly 20 years, and so I've seen a lot of wedding parties turn nasty, but this was something else.
Wow.
In total, 7 people were arrested in the grounds of the wedding venue and faced public order offences. It's believed that Angus and Sarah were reconciled when they sobered up and have no memory whatsoever of the melee all over skiddy.
Reconciled, melee.
What's melee?
It's like a fight.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with,
there we go.
With hands.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's skidding on a dress. It's all kicked off. And then they can't remember.
Angus, do you take Sarah in skidness and sickness and in health?
Imagine how fuming you'd be. I'm not being funny, right? But your wedding day, in the most secret dress you're ever going to wear, right? And your husband sits his shitey off on your knee. And I'm sorry. Nah. Can we rewind the day? And I don't want to marry you anymore.
Can I again just say, showering after poos. Honestly, you've all called us a nutter for years. I'm telling you, it's the best way. It's the best way.
So funny.
Honestly, what a minger.
But that must, you know how we talk about olden days and olden times.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I watch Outlander or anything like that, I always just think, well, you've got shitey arses.
So they just had shite all over their arse all the time.
It's always just shitey on their arse, yeah. Oh, unless they got that bath that they had that they all shared with everyone shite floating around in the bottom of it.
It would have been on the kilt. Would have been on the tartan kilt.
Oh, well, they didn't even have toilet roll. The white arse were leaves.
That's
the thing. When Jamie and what's her name?
Claire.
Sassenach.
Outlander.
Yeah. When they're getting to it, like we've talked about before, I always just go, you stink, and both your arses are full of shite.
So we'll ask Ian Stirling's in the building. We'll ask him about kilts. Shitey arses. Hi, Ian, how are you doing? How's the new series going?
Just wondering. Just bag of kilts. It's all shite on them. Is it just certain dirty sods? I imagine, like everyone else, it's just certain dirty sods. Please don't email in if you're Scottish and offended, because how am I, man? We're taking the piss.
I'm kidding, is that? He loves Scotland. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I have a story. Every Christmas, me and my sister post a card to our family home from a fictitious couple.
Right.
This I really enjoyed this.
Right.
Every year, my mum opens the card from the made-up Carl and Nadia.
I don't know why I find that funny.
Carl and Nadia, who also include a round robin of their year. Carl and Nadia seem to know everything about us, my parents' careers and our ages, so it's very amusing watching my parents try and piece together who they are.
Fuck me, that is amazing.
Isn't it class?
And you know why I love Nadia? Because it's made up and it sounds a bit like Narnia, so I like that even more.
Ooh, okay.
I like the fact that they picked the name Nadia.
They might not have done that deliberately, but
that's the best bit. Yeah, for me, in my head. I think they've accidentally done that, but it's like, you know, it's make-believe.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It is, yeah. Mum is convinced Dad has met them on a dog walk.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Why is that so funny?
Dad is convinced Mum has met them drunk at a party.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
This year, Carl and Nadia mentioned how they are holidaying in Scotland over the next month and are looking forward to stopping by at ours on their way up north.
Oh.
Very amusing watching them panic over this upcoming stay.
This is genius.
One time, Nadia asked for them to send her a happy birthday video for Carl's 40th as a surprise birthday compilation from his favourite people.
Did they do it?
I think they must have. It didn't say whether they did or not. Imagine. Happy birthday, Carl.
This is incredible.
We find it a lot of fun planning what's next in store for Carl and Nadia. They've recently sent It's a Boy card, so I assume they're doing well. However...
I just love this.
However, this year the card might just be from Nadia. I think Carl might leave her for a Thai lady he speaks to online. Not sure. I'm undecided.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps the power has gone to my head. All the best, Anonymous.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
That is one of my favourite things we've ever been sent.
I love shit like that. I get jealous that I never did anything like that.
Oh, my God. I love that so much. I love that so much.
Should we do
much.
That to your mum and dad don't listen to this podcast.
Nah.
Should we start doing that to your mum and dad?
That'll be really good, yeah. We'll wait until they've been on holiday again.
And we'll just start mentioning, how's Robin and Rafe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, that would be hilarious.
That would be really funny to send them one.
Oh, my mum listens to this. We can't
do
it
to my mum.
Yeah,
your mum would be all of that, but we could send my mum and dad on. That would be really funny. All right, we'll maybe do that at Christmas. All right, great. Babadoo, 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 ba. Now, listen, that dog walk thing just reminded me of something that happened the other day. So we're going away. We're going to rent an Airbnb. We're going for the weekend. And I phoned the person
in South Shields. Coming back to the roots.
So I phoned the person. I got the number off the Airbnb thing, and I phoned them. And they answered the phone in like a full on like a fluster, right? Now, not even a fluster, it's that thing. I don't want to sound like a dickhead here, but my pet hate is if I Google, like, plumber or locksmith or something, and I phone the number off Google.
Yeah.
And it's clearly the business number, and it's listed on Google as a business number. I may have mentioned this on the podcast before, and they just go, they answer the phone, they go, hello? And I go, you all right? Is that the plumber? Yeah. Right. Well, I got your number of Google. Okay. And I'm like, fucking hell, this is your business. Like, if this was a shop, that is literally like me walking into a shop and the person in the shop going, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
And me going on.
They should say the bit like, hello, such and such plumbers.
Yeah, just a bit of professionalism. I know I sound like an arsehole here with the thing for the receptionist earlier as well.
I mean, you are an arsehole, but
well,
not
of course. Anyway, I phoned them up. It was fine. They were just, the bloke was like, hello. I was like, oh, is this the number for the to rent the Airbnb? Yeah, get me wife. I don't do it, my wife does it. Mm-hmm. And he had the wife. And the wife was flustered, but fine. Mm-hmm. And we had a chat and everything. And then she texted the details. And I've never just sort of liked someone quicker in my life than the reason. Listen to this, right?
Right, come on then.
Hi, Chris. Lovely to speak to you today. Sorry we sounded rather unprofessional. Michael was busy burning a cheese toastie. And I was trying to save it. I was like, no, you're all right, you two.
We'll
yeah, I like you.
That's
yeah,
hilarious.
Michael was busy burning a cheese toastie and I was trying to save it.
That's beautiful.
Oh, great.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. My friend and I are recently single and we're discussing how difficult it will be for us to both find somebody new. This is down to the fact that we get the ick from the slightest thing.
Oh, right, so you're very particular with people.
This is like a new down with the kids sort of phrase, isn't it? Like the ick.
Yeah.
Like I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I've had the ick a few times.
Yeah, we've all had the ick.
So this is one of the icks, right?
Right.
One of mine being when a man trips over...
Sorry.
That's an ick.
When a man trips over,
he's like, oh, you are the love of my life, but I can't look at you anymore. You've tripped over.
Do you know what it is? I can get on board with that.
Can you actually?
It is the most embarrassing. Falling over in public is the most embarrassing and horrible thing. It's just such a horrible experience.
I'm sorry, if I tripped over, would you not fancy
me
anymore?
I'll just walk away.
But would you help me out?
I'd have to leave. Everything would be over.
No, you wouldn't.
No more podcasts, no more TV shows.
That's a bad ick.
No, because you're my wife and I love you. Mm. But I know what you meant. So I think, I remember, did I have it at school? School's popping into my head here. If I fancied a girl and thought, oh yeah, she's brilliant, and if she got told off the teacher or something, I'd be like, oh, like, she was tainted. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my word.
It's pathetic. No, it is pathetic. And I genuinely do remember if someone fell over. If a girl fell over, it was like, oh, I can't fancy anymore, you fell over.
Wow.
It's weird, isn't it? No, I'm saying it's weird. It is weird. I don't agree with it, but I understand that ick, because when I was a kid, when I was stupid and young and pathetic and an idiot, then yeah, I would get it. Yeah.
You weren't even fit at school. How dare you?
Well, I can still...
How dare you get the ick of
still,
girls who fell
me,
over?
Excuse me, I can still be a hypocrite. You're telling me I've got no... you're telling me I only became a hypocrite when I was older. Rosie, I've been a hypocrite my whole fucking life.
Isn't school odd? I always think, you know, when I look back at school, I'm like, nobody really fancied me. I was never one of the fancied girls at school.
Yeah.
But then I do remember that I used to be part of the St. Vincent de Paul, like, church group.
Yeah.
And I used to do all the plays in school. Because I think I must have just given every lad the ick. Because I'd be on stage.
But you were band camp. Band camp. Yeah, that was you. Yeah,
I was.
This one then time at band camp.
Then I was a bit of a chava for a while. Very odd, my school. My school time was very odd.
I think I can sort of sum it up. I think you're just like master of all trades, Jack. And Jack of all trades, master of none.
I think I was.
Yeah,
I just was
like
with
floating
everybody.
Between every little friendship group, not knowing what's going on.
I'd be in the back lanes having a tab.
Yeah.
And then I'd be in the church group.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to drama club.
Yeah.
And then it was very odd.
Wow. Desperate. Pants full of shite, mouth full of humbugs.
I wish they were full of humbugs. So, do you want to hear the other girl's
ick? Yeah, what's the other girl's ick?
So, one of hers is when the man talks and no one listens, so he repeats himself.
You guys, the two women who've just written in, who read this out, I'm sorry to break me on this podcast, but you're going to die alone. You're both going to die alone. When the man...
Not even when a man, when the man. The man.
When a man's the man talking and no one listens, so he has to repeat himself. Wow.
Yeah.
Again, socially, yes, a little embarrassing thing. And yeah, and you can see, sometimes you go, he's fucking said that four times, a useless twat. But yeah, that is funny.
I think. Do you know how there's names for everything in the world?
Yeah.
Like, there's so, like, so how do I describe?
That's, you know, right. When, I just thought, can you imagine?
What?
Can you imagine? They both fancy the same guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, he's the love of my life. And it's like, oh my God, we're going to fall out. They're both at a party chasing after the same guy, like some kind of rom com. And then he quickly starts telling the story. No one listens. He has to say it again. Then he trips over. And they're like, let's never fall out again. I was an idiot. No, I was an idiot. Our friendship's more important.
He's horrible.
He's rolling on the ground with a broken leg. Going, no, what I said was.
Babadoo, 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 ba. You've been listening to Shag Maradanoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed part of the Acast Creator Network. Big love, Acast. Yeah. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmaradanoid@gmail.com. The last few of my tour dates are on sale.
Oh, nobody cares.
Honestly, just mop up the rest
nobody
of the tickets so I can stop fucking talking about
shit.
It. I posted it on my Instagram. I'm not going to be touring a stand-up show for a long fucking time after this. So... see
yes,
you there
will.
For the last time
obsessed.
When you can. All right, then. And we'll be back in the years next week. We love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.